This can't be fucking happening. I can't be having a fucking baby. I'm not having a baby. Fuck. 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 No. I'm just gonna wake up. I'm gonna wake up and my mother's gonna be standing over me. And my dogs. And it's just not gonna fucking be this. Fuck! 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 This is a fucking joke, man. The universe is fucking with me! Oh. I hate this! I hate this! I hate this! Fuck you! I hate this! Okay, Lynn. Okay. You're in a drugstore. You are surrounded by pills. Okay. Come on. Come on. Okay. Here. Here we go. In here. Come on. Yeah. Okay. Flashlight. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Tetracycline. Insulin. I don't know what shit is. Why can't there just be a bottle with fucking abortion pill written on it? Ambien. I could just take an Ambien and I could just go to sleep and I could drink a big, nice bottle of whiskey and just fade out. Oh, fuck. I mean, come on, man. I wouldn't be the first person to opt out of the apocalypse. I mean, maybe I could just take enough of this to just do the job but not kill myself. Oh man, this is insane. Oh, you know what? I can fucking hear you judging me, whoever the fuck you are listening to this. I don't even know who you are and I fucking hate you.
This is Earthbreak. A few suggestions for survival, with additional hints and tips about how to make yourself more comfortable during the alien apocalypse. Starring Jenny Slate. Our show is made possible by our generous sponsors. Please support us by supporting them. Give yourself support this season with a Boost. Whether you're looking for energy, better sleep, or to maintain stress, Care of makes sure you're getting vitamins and proteins from the best sources, backed by honest guidance and transparency. It can be really hard to know what vitamins or supplements you should be taking, but Care of makes it easy to find out what you specifically need to be your healthiest. All you have to do is take their online quiz to determine what you personally need, and I can tell you from experience that it's really quick and easy. It can help you learn if you're getting enough protein, fiber, and good fats to determine if you could benefit from Care of's new natural protein powders. And then your personal Care of subscription box gets sent right to your door every month with your personalized daily packs. Track your progress with the Care of app and earn rewards when you remember to take your vitamins. Just for our listeners, you can get 30% off your first Care of order by going to takecareof.com and entering promo code EARTH30. That's takecareof.com, promo code EARTH30. Now, back to the show.
Hey there. Hello again. Hi. I'm back. Felt like I was done with this recording thing. But, I wanted to apologize for how I left things. And to tell you that I have decided that you're stuck with me. I have not seen another human in, I don't know, 5 weeks. Maybe more. I don't know. It's getting hard to count the days. I don't know how to do it anymore. So I'm jumping fences this morning. I'm going yard to yard. Been a little aimless, but I found this little backyard orchard, and it has a porch swing, and it has a shitload of apples. And they're not ripe yet, but it's just crazy how every single person in the world can just die and just be wiped out in 1 month. And these apples are still just here. They're growing. They're doing their thing. And they smell so good. Because it is refreshing to smell something other than death. You know I can't be the only one left. I'm not the only one, right? I quit Girl Scouts after less than a year. And here I am. Look how well I'm doing. But there's got to be some soldiers out there at least, right? They had guns. They had guns. They had training. And what about all the doomsday preppers? What about all of them? They don't seem so crazy anymore. Man. Everything is starting to hurt now. And I am just trying to ignore it. Oh, like it's, I don't know, like I'm just trying to act like it's not really real yet. Like I don't have to deal with this yet. It's not really, really real. I don't know, man. I never wanted to have kids. And Margaret, my mom, dedicated a huge part of her life to taking care of me. And all I did was give her shit for it. That said, she made my life fucking miserable. But I could see that it was coming from like a shitty, misguided mix of love and pride, I guess. But and also, I was not the best kid either. I wasn't. Ooh. Oh my God. Ugh. It's sour. Why did I do that? Margaret said that the night that I was born, I cried so hard that the doctors didn't know what to do with me. Ugh. But eventually she just held me and I shut up. And she said that I was always like that. Like I was giving people shit so hard 1 minute and then I'd be really gentle and nice and kind the next. And she used to say, "You're the best girl in the whole world when you're asleep." Such an annoying non-joke. Margaret worked a lot because she had to. So I spent a lot of time either at school or hanging out at a friend's house. Just a lot of time alone. I had these dinosaur toys. And they were kind of rubbery plastic, and they smelled like chemicals. You know, these are just cheap, shitty toys, but I loved them. And I used to reenact scenes from movies and TV with them. Like, I'm talking about non-dinosaur shows here. So, Frasier, for example. And yeah, and Frasier is the T-Rex. Because the T-Rex is the star of the dinosaurs. And he's always up to something. I fucking love dinosaurs. At some point, I don't remember when exactly, I had my dinosaurs in my hand and I was trying to get them to talk to each other. And they just wouldn't. And I knew I was the one making them talk, but they felt real to me. And they felt like friends, and I didn't understand why I couldn't think of what to say. Or I couldn't remember their voices. Well, this next house looks promising. Maybe a place just hold up for the night. All locked up. Luckily, my friend Mr. Crowbar is an expert locksmith. Ah! Jesus Christ. Oh, it's a dog? Oh, man, how long has that thing been in here? Okay. I'm gonna get you out. Come on. Well, the dog is gone, and he tore this house apart. Okay, I'm back. I decided to actually stay in the apple orchard house. It's really swanky. It's a bit farther back from the road. It's hard to see through the trees if you're not looking. Actually, it's perfect. The town here is, like, really upper class, or it was, right? No dead bodies anywhere. Probably evacuated early. As long as the hunters don't come sniffing around too much, I could probably build a life here. There's apples whenever they're ripe. There's good canned food left behind, like Whole Foods canned food. There's comfy beds and blankets and... nice big houses always have good hiding spaces. Lots of pictures up on the wall. Family pics. Ooh, these kids played lacrosse. Probably good in school, too. I should think about this decision methodically, like with pros and cons. So, pro. I'll have someone to talk to in 4 or 5 years, maybe 10 years to actually hold a conversation. Then I'm gonna have to like cart a teenager around, so let's round up to 20 years. Good company in 20 years.
Oh, no, wow. Insane, we're gonna leave the fridge alone.
Oof. Con, probably die giving birth. Then, of course, you got a pro in there, which is that I won't need to worry about any of this shit anyway.
Pro, preserving the human race, I guess. At least a few decades anyway, if I don't die in childbirth.
Con, I can't run while pregnant. Now I'm imagining myself waddling, just waddling away from danger like a penguin. And then dying.
Cool. Bro, having a kid, I guess, right?
Yeah. Chips are stale. I'm a little dizzy. Is it? I'll just sit down for a second.
You know, Margaret actually would have been probably pretty great out here. If she wouldn't give the time of day to all this sci-fi bullshit, she just wouldn't have it.
I did respect you, Margaret, for being so... you. I mean, before you went downhill. I know I never said it, but I guess I always sort of... I don't know, I hope you knew it. Somehow.
Okay, I mean, that's great. That's enough.
Boo, do you hear that? That's a house sparrow, I think. Yeah? That might be a little bit rusty, but I think it is. So it's been a while. It's been 3 weeks, actually. I've been spending a lot of time here. It's a pretty big neighborhood, and I've explored most of it already, but right now I'm trying to find a good house that I haven't ransacked yet. I'm running low on canned food, and there just wasn't as much as I first thought. And I've also been feeling a little bit woozy lately. Maybe dehydrated. It's really peaceful here. It reminds me that I used to love spending so much time alone. I did love it. Like when I was bird watching, I liked it. But then I stopped in high school because I thought it was uncool. And I didn't want my friends to know about it because they were huge judgmental jerks and they didn't understand that bird watching is cool. Okay. Feel a little, woozy. Whoa, man. Okay. Just take a little break. I think I gotta just sit down for a second.
Earthbreak is more than a podcast. Become a survivor of the apocalypse in Earthbreak Omega Protocol, a monthly subscription box game where it's up to you to piece together all the clues to solve a mystery and save humanity. Omega Protocol comes with high-quality, handcrafted clues. You'll be racking your brain and anxiously awaiting the next box. And I can tell you from experience, it might make you go a little crazy, but in a good way. Play solo, with friends, or as a member of our online community. Right now, just for our listeners, you can go to earthbreak.com/now for 25% off your first box. They only accept 200 members per day, so hurry to take advantage of this offer. That's earthbreak.com/now for 25% off your first box. earthbreak.com/now. Can you survive the alien apocalypse?
Oh, God. Holy moly. Oh. Hey. Hey, buddy. Hey. I know you. I know you. Oh, God. Oh, there's a lot more of you than I thought. Wow. Okay, hey guys, hey. I'm not here for your food, okay? Ow, fuck, God! I'm backing up. Jesus Christ. Dog pack. You guys are fucking scary. Man, I would have hated myself so much if I fucking survived aliens all this time just to get eaten by a fucking dog. If anything, I should be eating you! Ow. Oh, I miss my dogs. Oh, man, this place is fucking empty. Everyone in the world is dead, but they made sure to eat everything and loot everything. It's just time to find a new neighborhood, but I'm starting to feel like a locust. Just passing through. Consuming. Okay. Well, yeah. All right. At least they left me some toilet paper. Although I truly can't remember the last time. I'm so fucking constipated. Actually, you know what? No. I don't think I need to record everything. I need to know about me and my constipation. It's a nursery. There's cans of paint and rollers. Somebody was almost done with a actually pretty tight mural. Damn, it's an undersea extravaganza here. We got,
I love you.
My God. Thank you, Teddy. Yeah, we've got whales, kelp, shark, crab. Wow, whoever was doing this was actually really good. I always wished I could paint, but you have to suck at it before you can be good. And I hate sucking at things. And that's why I never did anything I wanted to do. This must feel good to do something like this, something nice for someone else. It must feel really, really good to do it for a baby that you bring into the world and then you protect it from the world's shit by distracting it with just a fun mural of undersea friendly creature friends. Baby, won't you please? Hello, this is your mother speaking. This is your mother. I want you to know that I'm alive. I want you to know that I'm here, and I'm alive, and I'm real. And I am here in a terrible world. But I'm not dead yet.
This is Earthbreak, a few suggestions for survival with additional hints and tips about how to make yourself more comfortable during the alien apocalypse. The next episode will be released next Tuesday. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening right now. Find a link to subscribe to Earthbreak and more information on the episode notes. Simply tap or swipe over the cover art. You will also see some offers from our sponsors. Please support our shows by supporting them. If you like what you're hearing, we'd love for you to give us a 5-star rating and review us, and be sure to tell your friends and show them how to subscribe. The story doesn't have to end here. Be sure to visit earthbreak.com to hear more Earthbreak, a few suggestions for survival. While you're there, purchase a subscription to Earthbreak Omega Protocol, our new subscription box series where you take part in an interactive experience like no other. Play on your own or with friends. Earthbreak, a few suggestions for survival with additional hints and tips about how to make yourself more comfortable during the alien apocalypse, was directed by Aaron Katz, produced by April Lamb, written by Morgan Ormond, story by Morgan Ormond, Will Rogers, and Derek Smith, associate produced by Will Rogers, executive produced by Ryan Hogan, Derek Smith, and Joshua Hawley, starring Jenny Slate.